and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. As we launch into the second hour of the program, it's Ian here with you.
JJ.
And Mark. Once again, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. Head over, get interactive, and create the content of the site. Everything you see there on the front page of the website is brought to you by our listeners. So if you find something online that you think is interesting that you'd like to share with the rest of our listeners, you can submit it as show prep, and then other listeners will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. So head over, get interactive, freetalklive.com. Now, for those of you just tuning in, there was a disturbing call that came in last hour. We were talking about the hack group Anonymous threatening to take down the internet coming up on Saturday. And
whether or not that's an April Fool's joke.
Yeah, maybe not, April not Fool's. That's yet to, I guess we'll find out over time whether that actually ends up happening.
Doesn't seem real likely.
It certainly doesn't. But
it's a bold claim.
Yeah, and it seems unlikely that Anonymous would do something like that, considering normally they're targeting megacorporations and governments. So that kind of led into a further discussion about the internet and what's currently going on with it. And somebody called in to say that there's news that the internet service providers out there, the big boys, the AT&Ts, the Comcast, the Time Warner, that they've entered into an agreement with the Recording Industry Association groups to become the enforcers for copyright law. And we're sharing a piece here from CNET.com where it's explaining what their system is going to do. They call it the Graduated Response System. It will begin to be implemented on July 1st of this year. And the idea is if they identify somebody who is allegedly downloading copyrighted content, they will send out what they call educational notices, one or two of them, to those customers who are accused of downloading the copyrighted content. If the customer doesn't stop, the ISP is then asked to send out confirmation notices asking that they confirm they've received the notice.
Can I interject here with
yes,
some additional... this is another article describing the same thing by the EFF, Electronic Frontier Foundation. And they go into this. One key problem is the arrangement shifts the burden of proof. Rather than accusers proving infringement before the graduated response process starts against the subscriber must disprove the accusation... in order to call a halt to it. Worse, accused subscribers have to defend themselves on an uneven playing field. For example, they only have 10 days to prepare a defense, and with only 6 preset options available. Of course, there's no assurance that those who review the cases are neutral, and the plan sorely lacks consequences for an accuser who makes mistaken or fraudulent claims.
So, I presume the accusers in these cases are going to be the Recording Association people.
Right. The lobbying groups.
So, the lobbying group's going to have to identify who they think are downloading their content. They will then bring those accusations to the internet service providers in question. The ISPs will then become their middleman or their do-boys, and they'll go ahead and issue these notices to people. Down the line, if you ignore the notices or you don't respond to them, they then have what they call mitigation measures, which could include throttling down your connection speed. So you're paying for broadband, but all of a sudden you might have dial-up speeds.
And of course, you're probably in on a contract, so you've got to pay.
Well, I mean, you have to pay, but didn't you sign up to pay for broadband?
Sure. I'm just making the point that they're going to charge you the same as you were they were before, and they're going to make you pay at the pain of your credit.
And it's probably one of those contracts where they can change the rules at any time, because that's typical with corporate agreements, so-called. When you sign your cell phone agreement, there's probably a line in there that says, we reserve the right to change this agreement, modify this agreement at any time without notifying you. Sometimes they will notify you, but that's all they have to do is just give you notice. By receiving this notice, you have agreed to our new terms.
Well, I think a lot of individuals have, let's say, a cable coming into their home for their internet, and they're on month-to-month sort of service.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like the EFF is talking about, what can you do? What can users do at this point? And they're suggesting, in some cases, they can vote with their feet and move to companies that aren't participating in this.
Yeah, but how many of those will there be? I mean, around here, you can choose from Time Warner or the phone company. I mean, there's really if anybody else is offering internet providing, it's they're piggybacking on those two other right. services.
Well, they bring up two different companies, Sonic and Cox Communications, that have a history of fighting for their users where they can and are noticeably absent from this agreement or this arrangement.
Well, I agree with that. If there's an internet service provider in your area that is not participating in this agreement, and how you would come about determining who is and who isn't, I'm not sure. But I imagine that information will come out maybe as we get closer to July 1st and these things start to happen. Then, yeah, certainly vote with your feet if you have that that possibility. So, again, they have these mitigation measures, which could also include just completely suspending your web access, meaning that have you ever gotten on one of those free internet, like you go to Panera Bread and you connect to their Wi-Fi, and then the first website you try to go to, it comes up with their Panera Bread thing.
Right.
Like, you have to click agree with our terms of service in order to get on the internet. So I'm betting you that's what they're talking about here, where they say they'll stop your web access until you agree to stop pirating. They'll
Makes
probably
sense.
Just send you to, you know, Comcast.com's page.
Click here.
You have been accused of pirating, and you haven't responded to our notices, and so therefore we are suspending your web access until you decide to click here saying you'll be a good little boy is essentially...
And agree to these terms.
Right.
That means next time you do infringe, you automatically are found guilty and suffer these penalties.
Could be. They could very well say that. Yep. You'll be subject to jail time or financial yep. penalties or whatever. Now, the ISPs here can agree or can waive the mitigation measure if they choose, and not one of the service providers has agreed to permanently terminate service. The partnership with the major bandwidth providers was years in the making, and the deal pumped lots of confidence into the entertainment sector. This according to CNET. After the White House and state and federal lawmakers showed support for the deal, leaders at the RIAA and MPAA believed they had the momentum to get anti-piracy legislation passed in Congress. They were wrong, of course. The Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA, and Protect IP Act were run off the rails, mostly by the tech sector. So it will be interesting to see how the tech sector reacts once accused internet pirates begin having their web access suspended.
You know what this is going to force the mom and pop cafes to download some software on their computer that serves the rest of the customers, and they'll have to route their signal through this computer, and it will block users who try to download illegally because they want to preserve their service. You know, as soon as they get a few threatening, you know, they're either going to abandon Wi-Fi and mm-hmm. become less competitive, or they're going to have to crack down on their users.
Right. And, what are you going to do? Hire an IT guy? If you're just mom and pop running a coffee shop with an open router?
I think what's going to happen
doesn't make any sense.
Is that these companies are going to find their users and their subscriber rates dwindling because...
I would think that there would be some effect. I mean, the people that got all upset about PIPA and SOPA are not just going to roll over because this is being done by the ISPs instead of the government.
Right.
Right. I mean, so the idea here is that this is somehow going to be effective at stopping so-called piracy, which I'd like to call file sharing, because that's all it is, just sharing. No one's
right.
actually stealing anything.
Piracy is theft on the open seas.
Yeah, no one's stealing anything here. Everybody that's copying files around the internet still has the original file they copied, or that was copied. So, yeah, you can't stop these people. They're going to come up with new and innovative ways to move these files around, just like how we've seen all these different file sharing networks come and go over the years. Napster, I guess Napster's still out there, but they're not what they used to be. Napster and eDonkey and, you know, all these variety of different file sharing methods have come. They've been cracked down upon. They've gone, and then other sites have come up. Of course, the Pirate Bay is still out there and running strong. So how are they going to determine who's pirating and who's not? I'm not certain about that. Maybe they'll
who's
start
cheating
looking.
Who and who's
I don't think
true.
I don't think they're very worried about who's. They're not worried about that because of the tilted playing field for defending yourself. They just have to accuse people, and then the community will know. Oh, John lost his internet. He's suspended, and we can't go over and use John's internet. So we'll have to go to someone else's house, and that fear of not having internet. But I think what it'll also do, the unintended consequences, it will force individuals to come up with technology to create alternative networks to these massive ISPs, mm-hmm. and it will force competition. And I think the technology, biosphere, whatever, will be better for it.
We'll start to see more people going over to Tor or other anonymizing systems and encrypting
or new ways of connecting to the internet.
Right, 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we learn more, we'll certainly keep you in the loop, and of course you can keep us in the loop as well. 855-450-3733. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE. Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you'd like at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and joining you here tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
Once again, the number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Listening options are available to you. We've got
the broadband stream, the dial-up stream, and a new mid-band stream as well. So three different stream sizes for different internet connections. You can also access us on over 100 great AM and FM radio stations across the country. Our satellite listening options include XM Satellite Radio. We have two channels that we're on XM, as well as our KU-band free-to-air channel, the webcam, and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So plenty of different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears over at listen.freetalklive.com.
You could join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can over there, you can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust or a living will or some kind of trust. Even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. You can use coupon code FTL to save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
Still to come, airport employees and TSA agents behaving badly. Plus, JJ, you managed to find some more information on what one of the callers mentioned earlier about the police cracking down on Sanford Media.
That's right.
So we'll get to that here as well, because that's an update on the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case. But first, we go to the phones and to your calls and your thoughts. Andrew in Maine, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, guys. A bunch of my libertarian friends across the country said I should call you. My name is Andrew Ian Dodge. I am the libertarian candidate for the United States Senate in the great state of Maine. And the reason I wanted to call you is to let any of your listeners know who are near Maine, either in New Hampshire or Vermont or Massachusetts, that the Libertarian Convention is on this weekend in at the Saco Ramada between 9 and 9, and I will be addressing it. Obviously, we'd like all the information, the impetus we can get from any libertarian across the country to support my candidacy.
Well, why? Okay, so normally, you know, this isn't really free plugs live. We really would prefer people call and actually talk about an issue or something that's important to them.
I'll go on an issue. I'm sorry, I stuck that in. I apologize profusely. Our wonderful governor here in Maine has decided, and I got a call from the ACLU today about it, that our governor has decided that it might be a good idea if he blocked freedom of information requests for the constitutionally elected offices here in Maine. That is governor, secretary of state, and maybe a couple of others. Now, it's really amazing when a Republican who supposedly ran on the Tea Party platform, who believed, said this was going to be the most open government ever in Maine, is trying to block Freedom of Information Act. I'm sure this happens all over the country. And
yeah, it's pretty much what Obama did too. Ran on a transparency platform and has been the least transparent administration yet. So, is this the National Libertarian Party convention that's going on in Maine?
Oh no, this is the national one is in Las Vegas, beginning of May. But I'm not plugging it.
Tell me more about that.
Gotta know that.
So the Maine Libertarians, like, do you guys have any offices that you guys have won?
Not yet. No, yeah. I'm the person running for the highest office yet.
Gotcha.
I was previously Republican who left because of the fraudulent behavior of Charlie Webster over.
We don't know who that is. But
let me ask you this though, Andrew.
He basically said, if you're a Ron Paul supporter, we're not counting your vote.
Gotcha.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, you know over here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project is going strong and that we've had more than 125 candidates that have been endorsed by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance get into the New Hampshire House. And I'm just wondering, what do you think about a project where there have more than 1,000 liberty-oriented individuals have moved to a small state like New Hampshire and 11,000 more coming and maybe 20,000 if we can get more folks to sign? What do you think about picking up and moving to that?
I think that's absolutely brilliant, and I've been a long supporter of the Free State Project. I was actually considering coming, and I decided that it would be probably better and to stay in the land of my father and try to sort things out here first before abandoning it and running to more freedom pastures across.
So, what would it take for you to be convinced that it wasn't a good idea to stay where you are?
I don't know. I don't know what it would take. But it's a great. I think the Free State Project is great because it's a bastion of freedom and it inspires the rest of us in the rest of the part of the country to strive to do as well as you have done there. And I don't think it's
how can you if the if a thousand of the best liberty activists have moved from all over the country? How can you?
And New Hampshire is also a pretty place to be. So
agreed. But Andrew, here's my question is how can you do as well if a thousand of the best liberty activists have picked up and moved from 49 states, and one would assume from the closer states that more of them have moved. It's a long shot assumption of mine, but you would think that the best activists have picked up and moved from, say, Maine, New York, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Rhode Island, these places, and moved in a larger percentage. I don't know if it's true or not, but how can one do as well? Some of the best liberty activists in Florida are gone.
There's a brain drain.
We came.
Right, there's a brain drain issue. Mark, you and I came from Sarasota, and we're not the only ones who moved up from Sarasota, Florida. There's a number of folks that have moved out of there, and I was probably the busiest activist in Sarasota, and the others were pretty good, too. And so essentially there's been an activist brain drain where the people that were there, they're not there anymore. And last time I looked, the activism movement in Sarasota, Florida was in shambles. So that's a good question, and I'd like to also hear your answer to that.
Well, it's interesting, and some would argue that, and I don't know how you would argue this, one way or the other, whether what you're doing is actually bad for the rest of the country. But I suspect that the liberty movement and the libertarian movement needs a bastion somewhere where you can turn to and draw inspiration. And there has to be a success story, because a lot of people say, well, libertarians have never gotten anywhere, so why should we listen to you? And if there's one place where they do succeed, that it will be better for the rest of us to say, look, well, it worked in New Hampshire, and we're right over the border, why can't we do it in Maine?
Or because you don't have the activists. The reason would be is because the activists have moved to New Hampshire, and this is hard. This isn't easy. You know how difficult it is. You're involved and you're active. You know how difficult it is to get stuff done. I looked up your name here, and you are not active. That's absolutely you're out there. You're doing stuff. At some point or another, one gets tired of banging one's head against one's wall, and then gets up and goes and moves where the other activists are, and actually gets some stuff done. I mean, we've had a little bit of success in getting some of the tyrannical laws turned back, but mostly, and I don't think that people really understand the value of this, is we've got the libertarian veto in New Hampshire. There, a law doesn't get through without it being approved by people who like the ideas of liberty here and now. Right now, today, in the United States, the libertarian veto exists in a state.
No doubt. Andrew, what was your last name again?
Dodge.
Andrew Dodge over in Maine. Hey, good luck with your campaign, man, and let us know how it goes, and hopefully, you probably aren't going to win because you're running as a libertarian, but, best of
good
luck.
Good luck.
And hopefully we'll see you in New Hampshire someday. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Free talk live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with wisefoodstorage.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Number here is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there, and they are completely free. The webcam is one of them. You can watch, listen, and interact with the other Free Talk Live listeners because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com and you'll find it there. It's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. We just had somebody call in a moment ago from Maine, and he was promoting his election campaign for some state office. Was it a state office? I don't even remember.
I think it was senator.
Senator? Yeah. U.S. Senator or state senate?
I think it was U.S. Senate, but I'm not 100% sure.
Well, anyway, and we kind of had to stop him in the front of that because, yes, it's Free Talk Live. You can call and talk about anything you want, but the idea is that we will have a conversation.
But not everybody knows the...
Not the idea of you get to call and promote your business.
Sure.
Or you get to call and promote your political campaign. Can you imagine how awful the show would be if people just called in, like if it was like a night full of people calling? Well, today at Johnny's Rib Shack, we're having a free barbecue. You can come on out and enjoy our cornbread, or
candidates from all over the country,
right.
Libertarian candidates from all over the country calling in and talking about their candidacy, and
or any candidate.
But you can see why this seems to Mr. Dodge there like the perfect. Like, people have told him, hey, there's a show called Free Talk Live. It's liberty oriented. You're running for a national level audience. Why not call in?
Yeah, so sorry about that. But it did give us a chance to talk about why someone who lives in Maine wouldn't want to make the
change and cross the border and come over into New Hampshire and join the Free State Project, it would seem that if you live in close proximity to New Hampshire, that it would be easier to move here. But yet still, there are people that are holding out in Massachusetts and holding out in Maine. And like we're
one of them in Massachusetts.
we're gonna be free down here, darn it. We don't want to move across the border. Well, why wouldn't you want to? Because as you pointed out, Mark, people...
In most cases, you're talking about a move of, 50 miles or something.
Right. It wouldn't be that
hard
to visit
jobs. Jobs and family certainly are an issue, but when it comes to family, you're not talking about much of a drive.
Right, and so if liberty is what's important to you, and if you're running for a political office, it's obviously important to you. You're willing to put time and throw money down a hole, which usually is what happens with libertarian campaigns. You throw a bunch of money down a hole.
Right. People get together, they put some money up for the signs and all those things that go into it, and frankly... In the other 49 states, I don't know what libertarians have been elected to, but it's not much. They do a really great job of ballot access, though.
As far as getting on the ballot, it's very difficult to do that. But it takes activists, it takes time, it takes money, and the more people we get here to New Hampshire, the fewer good activists you're going to have in your areas, which means it's going to be more and more challenging for these libertarian campaigns to be successful. I mean, it was already an incredible challenge for them as is, but you take away some of the best activists, you bring all those folks to New Hampshire, you're going to have an even more difficult time. So,
well, looking at it from the other side of the coin, too, though, instead of what you take away from there, what you bring here in New Hampshire is a network of people that will help you campaign. That
absolutely.
You will have people helping you go door to door in some areas. And depending on how persuasive you are and the message and the individual you are, you could see a lot of help even financially with small donations here and there.
And it doesn't take a whole lot either. No. Here in New Hampshire, there are over 400 state house seats.
Yeah.
Or 400
a lot of people come. They wait their 2 years to be a resident of whatever two-year term you need to be before you get elected to the House. And they get elected just that fast.
Yeah, well, you can run for city council and other things like that without even waiting. You can just move in, register to vote, and you're good to go.
Yeah, a lot of people, it's...
The districts are very small as a result of the large number of so-called representatives, so that you don't have to campaign in a huge area. It's easier to focus your efforts, and it's just a lot easier to do politics here, which is one of the many reasons. There were 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire listed at freestateproject.org. The political system and the accessibility of it and the affordability of running campaigns here is much, much better than it is anywhere else. And, of course, you're dealing with these rep seats that you get paid $200 a year, so usually you're not dealing with professional politicians.
It's either old people or zealots or old zealots.
Well, right. And also consider that you'll have people inside this legislative body that are not only in agreement with you, but that actively work with you instead of being the outsider in a two-party system.
Well, what the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has seen at nhliberty.org is ever since they've been putting out voting recommendations, the Democrats have their voting recommendations coming from the Democrat Party, the Republicans have their recommendations coming from the Republican Party, and there's a third set of voting recommendations that every state rep is handed when they go in to vote. It's called the gold standard from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and they have volunteers who read through all the legislation, and they decide, is this liberty-oriented or is it not, and then they will make a decision as to what they recommend as how people should vote if they want to vote in whatever method would be advancing liberty. And they give this information out, and people are paying attention to this. They're very interested in receiving these voting recommendations from the Liberty Alliance. And the Liberty Alliance also rates all of the state reps on an A through F scale every single year based on how they
vote. Nobody
voted.
Likes to see an F next to their name.
Right. And so they're doing a really incredible job. That's not happening anywhere else.
Not in any of the other 49 states.
They're helping train candidates who are interested in running for political office. And as you pointed out, Mark, there are over 120 of them that have been basically approved by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance or have gotten a good grade from them. And there are at least
initially there were 125 that were endorsed, and then 125 that basically got 80% or above. It wasn't the same 125 though.
Yeah, there are at least a dozen actual free staters who. Been elected. People who have moved here as part of the Free State Project are now state reps, which is why I asked the gentleman from Maine, how's things been going for the Libertarian Party? How many elections have you guys won? None. The answer was zero. And, you know, they couldn't even claim dog catcher.
Well, that's how many it was in Florida, too. I mean, that's how many.
There might have been soil and water board. I think there might have been, like, a soil and water board.
It's a bigger state, and you might be able to slide one past a mosquito control or, you know, whatever.
But no one won in our area of the state ever in Florida. And so, look, you've already got, here in New Hampshire, in the last 5 years or 6 years, here in New Hampshire, we've had more success politically than the entire Libertarian Party across the entire country.
Wow.
Now, that's all you should really need. I mean, if you're like a political guy, if you're one of those people right. that's working inside the system and you're frustrated with the inside the system activity.
You can't not be.
Why wouldn't you want to go where the wins are happening?
Right. That makes sense.
The three big ones. Jobs, weather, and family. Those are the reasons people don't do it. And obviously, a guy from Maine isn't going to complain about the weather.
Right.
No. God, your winter's in New Hampshire.
The wicked.
So, and JJ, you're working on something here that I know that you were talking about this week at one of the planning sessions we were having here in town, the After Ron Paul campaign. I don't know how much you can talk about this, but one of the things you're going to be appealing to people is hey, look, you know, Ron Paul isn't going to last forever. At some point, this whole Ron Paul thing is going to be done with. So what do people do after that? What's next? Is the idea you're just going to wait around wherever you are and hope that somebody else comes out of the political woodwork to pick up the torch for Ron Paul? Well, as we saw with the 2008 so-called Ron Paul candidates, they were all a big joke. Most of them didn't know liberty from a hole in the ground and were just simply using Ron Paul's name
and fundraising ability.
Right, to try to get as many activists behind their campaign as possible. They didn't actually believe in liberty in any principled manner. So you're going to be working on a campaign that will encourage people to move to New Hampshire after the Ron Paul campaign.
That's right, and encourage people to continue to be active in their campaigning for liberty, of course. And how they go about doing it, you know, depends on what their interest is, but we'll show them a lot of different ways that activists here in New Hampshire have found to be successful as activists. And, of course, if they want to pick up and move and come here and be a part of this, that is, you know, the easiest way. The easiest way to do this is, hey, we've got a lot of different programs and projects in place right now. Come and join in. You can pick up, you know, a piece of the pie or the workload, whatever, anytime as soon as you show up. But doing it in your own area, starting it your own way, it could be challenging, not to say that it can't be done.
Support anybody who wants to do it, but I think that you're probably going to come to the same conclusion that Ian and I did.
Yep, you got to get together with others who have the same mindset and who are willing to get active and do things and who are already having success. You can help build that success into a real significant liberty movement, more significant than we already have. Go to freestateproject.org. There's more coming up here. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkitt with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. You can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and our podcast. For those of you with mobiles, mobile phones, smartphone, go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Of course, we will take your calls about absolutely anything, and I wanted to hear more, since we had somebody call in and mention it. And JJ, you did the digging. You found the news story. I had been complaining about the news media here. We've complained about the news media for a long time on this program about how they've, they're basically emasculated, I guess, or you know, they essentially have no huevos. They're not willing to challenge the state. They're cowardly. They're not willing to go up against the police and ask them, intense questions that will actually hold them accountable. The media is just a lapdog.
The fourth estate is vacant, basically.
Right. They're supposed to hold these people accountable. That was the idea behind having a free press. And what ended up happening is that the government started handing out licenses. And, of course, the supposedly free press lined right up to accept the licenses. We're talking about TV and radio stations here. And, of course, when it comes to accepting licenses, you accept the terms. And that means the government basically decides whether you live or die in the world of mainstream media. And so why would you want to bite the hand that feeds you, so to speak?
If, as a radio station in your town, if you do too much investigative work, somebody's going to start wanting to come in and see your public file and make sure that thing's up to date. Frankly, you could probably shut down three quarters of the radio stations in America going in just to asking for their public file and knowing what it is to look for in these things.
Yeah, I don't know what to look for in those.
I don't either.
And also look at the idea that some news organizations, local and otherwise, they won't get that scoop from the police department or the city officials if they start investigating, if they start actually holding people accountable. They won't get that, and their competitor, who does play along,
they'll be taken off the news release list from the police department, and the public information officer, their spokesperson, will not call them back and won't give them a scoop. And so they're just too timid. And they aren't willing to do what it takes. And in the few instances where we have seen them do what it takes, they'll target the police, for instance, have targeted the reporters for retaliation.
reporter all of a sudden finds that he's getting pulled over a whole lot,
yeah,
being harassed by the police. In the case of the guy in Miami, he lost his job with the station because the police were going after him too much. Station was like, whoa, we can't stand behind our employee. We got to cut him loose. And so that's what they did. And this is just typical of the media around the country. So that's why I was surprised to hear that apparently in Sanford, Florida, where the whole Trayvon Martin situation is going down, that the police have apparently threatened members of the news media. What is going on?
That's right. This story comes from the Miami Herald. Sanford police threatened to arrest reporters. Sanford police threatened to arrest members of the media who approach or ask questions off the clock. A press release sent out Wednesday said police would arrest journalists who attempt to make contact with city employees during non-working hours. They asked to not approach, call, or email the city employees at home. Some city staffers have been, quote, followed or approached at their home or in settings outside of working hours, unquote, the release said.
Yeah, well, they, you know, the story is so big that these reporters are driven to get whatever, you know, scoop they can get, whatever little bit of the story they can get out of these cops. So I wouldn't doubt they're hassling them at all times. Come on, man, you got to give me something.
Right. Quote, law enforcement officers will not hesitate to make an arrest for stalking, unquote. However, the Florida statute on stalking does not include language that provides special protection to city officials or prevent media from asking questions.
Please, like that matters?
Sanford police did not immediately return any calls Wednesday or Thursday morning. Of course, they're not going to return calls.
Well, right, and it doesn't hurt them to threaten. Even though they may not actually have a real stalking case, they can still say, we'll charge you with stalking if you talk to anybody outside of business hours. That doesn't mean they'll they'll actually do that. They threatened me with stalking as well for going and asking questions of the bureaucrats when they were walking to their cars at the local courthouse. They threatened me with stalking, but they never charged me with anything. So I imagine the same thing's happening.
Well, right. In most cases, that's all they need to do is threaten, and most people will comply because don't want to feel the harm. So
it's not worth it for them to take that risk. But this brings up an issue that has been brought up to me with the issue of us going to the parking lot and asking these bureaucrats questions. And not when I say us, I don't mean you guys, but I was me and some other activists did this. And the reason we did this was because the local courthouse had banned all media devices from within the courthouse. So therefore, there's absolutely no way to get an interview with these people, to hold them accountable in any way, shape, or form on video. So, therefore, the idea would be, well, if you can't go in the courthouse to talk to these bureaucrats,
we'll just wait till they come out.
We'll just wait for them outside. And, well, they didn't like that very much. But the idea that that some of the people who have opposed this particular activism have said is that, well, once they get off work, they're no longer working for the government. So you shouldn't be able to talk to them once they get off work about what they do.
You can't hold them accountable as individual human beings at that point. No, they're shielded, which is absurd.
So if they commit what appears to be the breaking of their own rules, I mean, their rules say that you're allowed to bring cameras in and use them at the clerk of courts. It says it right there. Of course, the rules also say we can do whatever the hell we want, including breaking our own rules. Literally. They've got a line that says that. So if they can just go ahead and act like they can do anything inside that building, what does that leave people to do? If there's no recourse to talk and interact and for the press to handle these people while they're on duty, no wonder.
Right. So my response to that objection is, look, I host a radio talk show for 3 hours a night, but if someone wants to talk to me about the business of talk radio or my show outside of those hours, I'm usually game for talking to them about it.
Sure.
It's what I do. So I'm willing to talk about it.
But you don't hate your job like these bureaucrats likely do.
Well, you're not hurting people with your job. Now, you don't feel guilty talking about doing your job.
Well, I don't know if they feel guilty either. I mean, many of them may be proud. Many of them may be proud of the work that they do, in which case, why would anyone think I shouldn't be able to ask someone about their career and the decisions they make about their job when they're not on duty, when they're not on the clock? I'm sorry, but if you do something professionally,
right,
then you should be able to talk about those things outside of work hours. And it's okay if you don't want to, if you're like too busy or something like that. I'm sorry, I don't have time to talk to you right now, but maybe I can talk to you later or whatever. But to say there should be some sort of a prohibition on being able to address questions towards someone about their career when they're not on the clock, absolutely ludicrous.
Right. It's just the state covering for other state employees, what it is. It's, you know, keeping the accountability to an absolute minimum. If you keep asking those hard questions as they're walking into work, you know, that's a stressful situation, I'm sure. When right. someone's sitting there questioning what you do for
they've
a living.
Never,
and,
they've never dealt with it before, that's for sure.
Right.
And when they're on the job, that doesn't mean they have to talk to you either.
No,
I mean,
you
how
can't
many
get
times,
inside.
Right, how many times have we been in, or what are the times we have been in courthouses? How many times have we been there where they just close the blinds? They don't want to talk to you.
Yep.
So what I think is interesting about this story from Sanford is that we're seeing some of the similar things happening in Sanford as we've seen happen here in Keene. And the reason why they happen here is we pointed out, some people say, well, you guys want us to move to New Hampshire, but look at how bad things are. Because there are some really bad things that they have done here. But the point being, and I think it was Pete Eyre that originally made this point, is the reason why these bad things are happening to us is because we're doing things.
Yeah.
We're doing the stuff it takes to actually try to hold these people accountable, and you get to see how they respond when people attempt to hold them accountable. They freak out.
It's the point is to attempt to hold them accountable.
And they flip out, and they threaten, and they do really stupid things like, you know, ban people from the courthouse, and the sheriff comes out and tells us that our singing's stupid.
Yeah.
And there's just like, there's no shortage of just ludicrous behavior on their part. And so you're seeing it emulated down there in Sanford, because Sanford, Florida's never had to deal with media that's actually like asking tough questions. And the reason why this is happening is because outside media's coming in. It's right. likely not the Sanford, you know, whatever, the Sanford Sun
or the
newspaper.
Probably driven, the local media is probably driven to get the story, too. I mean, they're right
yeah,
there
but
on the
no,
ground.
You're dealing with outside media coming in. They don't have the same skin in the game
oh,
that
sure.
the local media
I
does.
Agree.
So when CNN sends a reporter in, or Fox, or whoever, these other international organizations, they don't care if the Sanford Police Department takes them off the media list. They weren't on it in the first place.
Right.
So for them, it doesn't matter, which is why, of course, having more media in any given area is a good thing, because then you're more likely to deal with somebody who's like, well, I don't care, but the police send me, I'm going to go ahead and ask the tough questions.
Exactly. And that's a good point there, is they get so comfortable with their surroundings and the local media and how they interact. You know, they get so buddy-buddy. We talked about the news releases and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when, like here, the Free Keene reporters, individuals involved with Free Keene who like to make videos and report on officials, they don't care about getting the scoop from some inside source. They care about actual accountability and actual truth, and that is the enemy of this shadow sort of government that is going on.
And you guys can relate to that, because you're one of the guys behind Free Keene TV, which is available on a weekly basis over at freekeene.com, which is a great example of independent local media, people that are willing to ask the tough questions and do the reporting that the regular big media guys aren't. More coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.